A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sukkah Mem Zayin, Sukkah 47a, pagination page 93, counting from the top about 20 lines. The first word on the line is V'hilchasa, and we begin there. It's almost halfway on the page. V'hilchasa, the halacha is regarding Shmini Atzeres, Mesiv Yasvinon, we sit in the sukkah, Beruche lo mevarchinon, but you should not recite the bracha of Leishev Basukkah. In other words, we're sitting in the sukkah, eating in the sukkah, because it's a safek, a sfeika diyoma, maybe it's the seventh day of Sukkis. But you do not recite a bracha on that, because it already enters into an interesting form of doubt, because it's already a new Yom Tov. And you would not recite the bracha of Leishev Basukkah. We'll come back to that in a moment. Let's do the second statement here. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Omrim Zman Bishmini Shel Chag. On that day of Shmini Atzeres, we do recite the bracha of Shehechiyonu because it's a new Yom Tov. Regel b'fnei atzmo is the expression in the Gemara. It's a new Yom Tov. So you have 7 days of Sukkis. And then there's something called Shmini Atzeres, which is a new Yom Tov. In the words of Chazal, Hashem enjoyed, kaviyachol, the days of Sukkis. According to the other Mefarshim, more contemporary, it's a whole process of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. Hashem really enjoyed the entire relationship. And he says to us, stay one more day. And that day is Shmini Atzeres. It's its own Yom Tov, and it gets its own Shechiyanu. In contrast, Ve'ein Omrim Zman B'Shvi'i Shal Pesach. As opposed to saying Shechiyanu on the seventh day of Pesach, which we don't. Because the seventh day of Pesach indeed is a Yom Tov, but it's a Yom Tov that's part of the same system as Pesach. The description in the Pasuk is Bayom HaRishon Shabbason uVayom HaShvi'i Shabbason. It's 2 days of Yom Tov, but both days are Pesach. Whereas over here, if we really were to think about it clearly, Sukkis starts off with Yom Tov and continues with Chol HaMoed and then ends. Sukkis is over. And then a new Yom Tov called Shmini Atzeres begins. Let's go back to the first statement, which ends up with phenomenal number of different minhagim, how to handle Shmini Atzeres regarding the mitzvah of Sukkah. So let's back up a moment in logic. When we talk about 2 days Yom Tov, so really, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, living close to Yerushalayim, you would know exactly which day was Rosh Chodesh, and therefore you would know which day is Yom Tov, and therefore you would have Sukkis with only 1 day Yom Tov starting off, and then the remaining days of Sukkis would be Chol HaMoed. Shmini Atzeres, after the complete 7 days of Sukkis, there's an eighth day, which is a new Yom Tov, and there would have only be 1 day of Shmini Atzeres. They would not have something called Simchas Torah as a separate day. In fact, in Eretz Yisrael today, where they have the minig only to keep 1 day of Yom Tov, so what we view as Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, 2 separate days, they compact into 1 day, Hakafas, and also the Bracha of Geshem. The question here is, should we sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres or not? And the Gemara is definitive, you're going to sit, but you're not going to do it with a bracha. And the general rule is that as much as we in Chutz La'aretz try to accommodate the concept of Sfeika Diyoma, the questionable second day, so we keep the second day in the beginning of Yom Tov, and we also keep Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, but we never act in a way that's demeaning to the Yom Tov. I give you an example. On the second day of Yom Tov, we recite Musaf, the Karbanos, as if it's the first day of Yom Tov. We don't take into account that it might be the first day of Chol HaMoed. We simply say what's appropriate for Yom Tov. And the reason for that is that we don't want to be disrespectful. Once it comes to Yom Tov, we're not disrespectful to say maybe it's Chol HaMoed. On Chol HaMoed, however, when we're not sure if it's this day Chol HaMoed or that day Chol HaMoed, then we're going to recite both sets of karbanos, for example, the third and the fourth type of thing. Therefore, we could contemplate sitting in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, because sometimes people eat outside. There's such a thing. But to make a bracha, that you can't do, because to make a bracha would be disrespectful to Shmini Atzeres, which is a Yom Tov. Now, this concept that sitting in a sukkah, there's nothing wrong, because sometimes people do sit in a sukkah. So there are two comments that need to be made about that. Number one, we need to take care of the question of, is there an issue of Baal Tosif adding to a mitzvah, which you're not allowed to do, just like you're not allowed to add a fifth box to tefillin. So you can't add to the mitzvah of sukkah and claim that the mitzvah of sukkah is for 8 days. So this issue is addressed by the Shaar HaTzion, Tafresh Samach Ches, Sifkat and Dalid, where he points out that it's not a question of Mosif, because the only way that you would be in violation of Mosif, adding to the holiday, is if you did it miskaven, with intent, lahosif l'shem mitzvah, to add on to the holiday. But over here, you're doing it because you're not sure. Maybe it's the seventh day. If it's the seventh day, I'm glad I'm eating in the sukkah. If it's not the seventh day, so I have no intention. I have no desire to go against the Torah and create a new mitzvah, adding on to the mitzvah. I have no intent to change anything. I'm just questioning, what exactly does the Torah want of me? And that's not a case of Baal Tosif. The second question, which has tremendous ramifications in practical application, is the question that really it is cold outside in many climates, and we would not normally be in the sukkah. And therefore, for example, sleeping in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres is basically not done. The words of the Mishneh Berurah, Sifkat and Vav, Minag Ha'olam Lahokel B'Sheina, were lenient regarding sleeping, because that's not something you could pull off claiming, well, it's not a violation of Shmini Atzeres Yom Tov honor, because sometimes people do not sleep over there. Regarding eating, the Mishneh Berurah writes, Bishloma gabay achila lo minkar. It's not noticeable that you're in violation of the holiday. You're not in violation, because sometimes people eat outside. But if you were to do it in a way that's disrespectful, it's a problem of osa oso kechol. It's a bizoyon to the Yom Tov, a disgrace to the holiday, because you're making it like a weekday. You're making believe that it's still Chol HaMoed. And therefore, what emerges is that everybody will avoid making a Leishev Basuk on Shmini Atzeres, but you have different minhagim depending on the locales, the families, all kinds of considerations. For example, you'll find people who eat at night will not sleep and may eat at least partially by day. I believe you will also find people who do not eat at night do not sleep. By day, they're willing to eat, provided that it's reasonable weather. And all of that can be traced to these fundamental principles regarding Shmini Atzeres, that really it's not Sukkos. We have a minig to act as if we're dealing with Sveika Diyoma, but we will not deal with Sveika Diyoma, the concept of a doubtful day, if it's going to be a disgrace to the holiday. And therefore you have a lot of different minhagim, but what's definitively true is that Shmini Atzeres is regel b'fnei atzmo, and it would get its own shehechiyanu. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.